The world has lost the war on drugs. That's what Thailand's justice minister said recently. So now the country is taking a different tack. There's been some high-level talk of decriminalizing meth there. The world's Patrick Nguyen is based in Bangkok. So how common is meth in Thailand, Patrick, if this is a proposal?
Meth is incredibly common. If you think about the way that teenagers in the States might experiment with pot in high school, you would see that sort of activity with Thai kids in high school and college. You know, if you're in Bangkok and you have the right phone number, you can call a delivery guy and he'll bring you a gram of crystal meth. It'll cost you about $70. And that's enough to keep you awake for 2 or 3 days.
And what does that look like in a city like Bangkok? I mean, do you find a lot of meth heads who need some medical help?
I've been on taxi rides where I know the driver is high on methamphetamine, and I haven't just scrambled to get out of the car. People think of Breaking Bad when they think of meth. They think of people acting like total wildlings. It's not exactly like that. If someone has had meth earlier that day, they might not be acting terribly irrationally. You do see a lot of people that do appear to be on meth, especially in the construction industry. It helps people work longer and harder. A lot of taxi drivers take it. Thailand is a huge provider of seafood to the U.S., and a lot of guys on boats are taking meth so they can work all night and catch squid and mackerel and things like that.
Yeah, which doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. What is drug policy in Thailand like right now? I mean, is there anything, any other substances that are legal?
No, there aren't. In fact, if you were to get caught with meth or even pot tonight, you're in a huge amount of trouble. Thailand has followed the United States hardcore line on drugs. So as of now, no, it doesn't have a lenient policy at all. In fact, traffickers, if you're caught with big bundles of meth, you can be executed.
I mean, we're not talking a controlled substance like cannabis, which compared to meth has relatively innocuous consequences. At least that's what research suggests. I mean, we've heard meth destroys the body, it ruins lives, and I would guess full legalization would have some serious consequences.
Yeah, and I don't think you'll see full legalization. Officials in this part of the world, they make these startling promises all the time, and many of them never happen. But this is not a drill. This is high-ranking Thai police and military officials having ongoing meetings about possibly decriminalizing meth. And I'm told these meetings are attended by DEA officials, UN anti-crime officials. They're taking it extremely seriously. We don't know if it's going to happen yet or not.
Why this change, though? I mean, what happened where they realized, well, we've lost the war, let's try legalization?
Well, I think part of the reason is, you know, they have lost the war, as has the rest of the world. But also, Thailand's prisons are terribly clogged. If you go to Thai jail, you might end up sleeping on a cement floor with 50 other guys. If you look at photos from the inside of Thai prisons, these guys are practically like spooning on the floor. So they want to declog the prisons. They want to flush out offenders. And most of the people in prison, a great number of people in prison, are there on drug offenses.
You said the U.S. DEA has been in on some of these meetings. What could be the effect on the U.S. if this policy goes through? And what does the DEA have to say about it?
They haven't commented. And my understanding is that they're sitting in the room listening and keeping tabs on this discussion. Thailand is still a partner in the U.S. global war on drugs. However, if they do this, it's going to really put the U.S., I think, in a funny position. Because now you've got all these military generals who, let's remember, they came to power in a coup. And they're going to look more merciful towards drug users than policymakers in D.C. And Washington, D.C. loves to lecture Thailand on human rights. So it's going to kind of throw it into a schism.
You know, in the Philippines, we understand the new president, Rodrigo Duterte, has gone on a rampage with drugs and drug dealers. Is there a policy that seems to be accepted that works in Asia?
No, there's not. I mean, you're seeing radical measures on both ends. You know, one government in Thailand talking about allowing people to walk around with meth and not throwing them in prison. In the Philippines, if someone's on meth in your neighborhood, call the cops, or if you are feeling anxious, shoot them yourself. I mean, there's no middle ground. And so, no, there's not a common drug policy across Southeast Asia. You know, in most countries in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Indonesia, China, if you're caught with drugs, you're in a lot of trouble. And you're going to go to a jail that's probably not very clean, and you're going to see the inside of that jail for many, many years.
The world's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen. Thanks very much, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.
Patrick's been covering the meth crisis in Asia for more than a year now, and we've produced an animated video to go with his reporting. Find out who's making Asia's meth and where it's going. That's up right now at PRI.org.